Joining us live in studio this morning, Dr. Carmela Levy-David, the superintendent of schools in Bridgeport. And Dr. Levy-David, welcome back in studio. And I know this was last minute us having you come in today. This report is very alarming. I'm sure you were taken aback when you heard about this from the CEA. What were your initial thoughts?
I was truly disappointed, Melissa. Good morning, first of all. But I was disappointed. I am a very open, very approachable individual. And I've done nothing but spend the past year meeting, listening, greeting, learning all about Bridgeport and all of the people that call it home. And to have the state organization publish something like this, never meet with me, never speak to me.
You've never talked to CEA about this?
I've never met with anyone in CEA.
So like Kate Diaz, any of them?
No. I've never met her. Saw her for the first time on video on Frank Recchia's report last night.
On News 12, I saw her there.
And the president of BEA for the past month has refused to meet with me. So, in order for us to bring Bridgeport to the place where it's a school district that we can all agree is doing what needs to be done to support and serve students, we have to work together and we have to communicate. That's where it all begins. There's nothing that we can do together without communicating and working together. And that has been my message since we began, rising together and growing together. I do understand teachers that may be upset. I do understand teachers that may be afraid of intimidation. I was a teacher. And I worked in the most difficult districts and environments that you can imagine, absent resources, absent lots of different tools and pieces. And, I took a chance based on the advice of mentors and other friends and other longtime teachers who said, you know what, when things like this happen, Carmela, we have to advocate for ourselves. So I expect teachers to advocate, and whether that's through the union or through, their own means, that's fine. I sent a letter to my superintendent at that time describing the things that I was concerned about and the things that I wanted to do differently for the students that I was serving.
When you were a teacher?
When I was a teacher. Mm-hmm. And the reaction and the response that I got was amazing. It taught me a lot about the power of one and the power of self-advocacy. And how critical it is that we share our experience individually with people. For those that have reached out to me, their interactions with me, I can assure you, have been very positive because I want to hear from teachers. We cannot move forward without teachers in doing this work, but we have to move forward. We can't maintain the status quo.
So when you say that, Dr. Carmela Levy-David, who's the superintendent of schools in Bridgeport, moving forward, in this report, it says 80% of the teachers right now. Now, again, this was 600 of about 1,400 teachers in the district, so mm-hmm. a little more than 40%. 80% of the teachers who responded to this are considering or have considered leaving Bridgeport for a position in another district. Does that worry you?
Not truly. At any given time, any of us have considered leaving a place when we felt under stress or felt anxiety or felt a great deal of pressure. And so that's a normal reaction, especially now that we're coming out of the pandemic. It's absolutely a normal reaction to change. We're going to navigate the change together. We're going to continue to pace the scale of change in order for people not to feel like they're being overworked or they're being not heard. We want to listen. I want to continue to hear from teachers and continue to have teacher voice in this process. I certainly have never claimed to be perfect. Everything that we're doing is research-based. I have evidence of it having worked in many other places, including different states outside of Connecticut and Texas. I've worked in 5 different states. And so doing the work of helping rebuild systems that are not functioning well or that are broken, that is one of the things that I love to do. A lot of leaders don't enjoy that work, but I actually do because I love to see the outcomes. I love to see parents happy to see their children doing better, special education students having their needs served, multilingual students who can come into a classroom and know that a teacher is not going to put them in a corner is actually going to understand their needs. And I know that our teachers are all of that. They are the ones that want to work with our kids who have special needs, who want to advocate for our multilingual learners, who want to advocate for students who have been traditionally underserved in the city of Bridgeport. But we have to do some things differently, because what we have been doing and all of the interruptions in superintendent leadership have truly contributed to a breakdown in the systems in our district. And I know that hearing the data is hard. It's hard not to take that personal as a teacher. I considered myself an awesome teacher. And when I heard data that made it seem that our district wasn't doing the job for the kids, it made me work that much harder. And it made me truly want to ensure that people understood the great things that were happening in my building, in my school. I took a great deal of pride in that and in helping other teachers in other schools. I was that teacher that got other teachers together so that we could have trainings in the summer and go to additional conferences and go to additional forums. I want to do all of that with our teachers in Bridgeport. But we have to work together. We cannot. My ego is not so big that I can't apologize to my teachers if I'm wrong, that I can't reach out to them and say, hey, let's talk about this. Tell me what you think is the best way to approach this. They've been doing this a long time. But what I'm bringing is a completely different mindset and a completely different set of resources for doing this work.
So do you feel, Dr. Levy David, the reason that 97% of the teachers who responded to this, when they say they have a lack of confidence in your leadership, do you feel the reason they are saying that is because of all the changes you're bringing about? Almost like you're representing really overhauling the system and you think that this is the backlash.
I think that there's pushback because we are operating still from a place of trauma. Anytime you have radical change in leadership, it represents a sense of insecurity in employment. And it represents a sense of insecurity with what's normal, what's comfortable, and what is manageable. And right now, we're asking people to do things that are completely new, that are different, that may be outside of their norm. And that can certainly add stress to a situation where people are already operating from trauma. But we have to find ways to bridge that gap so that we can serve our primary customer. CEA has a customer, and I fully champion the work that they do with teachers because I'm a teacher myself. And I want to encourage them to continue to work with our teachers, but I would love for them to take the time to meet with me as well and to collaborate with me in the work that we have to do together moving forward. No one wins by having another superintendent come to Bridgeport if one would be found that would want to come to Bridgeport. It took them a long time to find me, and I was very excited and enthusiastic about coming here, and I still remain every bit as committed to being here for 10 years to do this work. I feel that I've really fallen in love with the city even more, with the students, with the parents, with the families, with the culture, all the stories that I hear about Bridgeport, and I've fallen in love with the vision of what this district can become. And I want to bring everyone on that journey. This is not a journey of one. All 1,457 teachers need to come on that journey with us. If you're considering leaving, don't. The best is yet to come. We certainly don't want to lose you. We want to make sure that every talented, amazing, certified teacher that we have stays with us. And we want to bring more people on board to do this work with us.
Dr. Carmela Levy-David is here, superintendent of schools in Bridgeport. And this week, a pretty alarming report came out from the CEA, and that is looking at how teachers feel in the city of Bridgeport. I want to outline something really quickly with this report. It was about 600 teachers, according to the CEA. And in Bridgeport, correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Carmela Levy-David, I believe you just said there are 1,457 teachers
correct.
In total? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we are talking about less than 50% who responded to this. Still more than half of the teachers did not even give their thoughts into this topic. But according to this survey, it shows 97% of teachers feel that they lack confidence in your leadership. What I thought was interesting here is 93% of them are fearful of retaliation. What do you think about that?
That's not unusual, Melissa. It's not unusual to have a great deal of change bring a great deal of insecurity. Those are normal. Again, these are all normal reactions to change and stressors. And I don't take any of this personally. I really, if anything, I take it as feedback for how we pace and scale the transition. And I've said from the very beginning, from the very first day, the very first convocation, I told everyone exactly what the priorities were going to look like and what I was going to do, and that it was going to be difficult and that it was going to be uncomfortable, because I've done this before. But one thing that I know is that for those that go through the process of updating, refining, adding resources, not changing who they are as teachers, but simply matching the 21st century kid that we receive in our classroom every day, who they use AI, they're gamers, they're very expert technicians, and they're wired differently. And whether they speak another language or not, they're still wired differently to learn. Those that are divergent learners, special ed no longer means that they're not capable of mastering all of our content. Sometimes it means that they may have a nervous tic that makes them a little different, and we have to help support them through that. Sometimes it means that they have impulsivity issues. But we can work through all of what we need to learn together to serve our students better. And that's what I'm saying. We have to work together. It has to be a unifying purpose, something that helps us all to grow as a community of educators. We partnered with Hanover Research, one of the most respected research organizations in the world, specifically to assure everyone who works in the district that everything that we're doing is research-based. They're actually assessing every single system that I'm implementing as I'm implementing it. And they're giving us feedback on exactly what is working and what isn't working. What is research-based but maybe far beyond where we need to be at this moment? How do we scale the transition so that our teachers don't feel incredible pressure in this process? And so I was very intentional. My team was very thoughtful about how we put together this program. One of the pieces that we are doing now is that we're now in the process of ensuring that teachers have voice. I want to hear their voices. And perhaps that should have been something that I did in the very beginning. And I apologize if that is something that has created additional stress. But I was in the process of building a team for an entire year. It takes a superintendent typically 2 years to build a cabinet. I've done it in one. And I've only been able to do that because of my reputation and the network that I've gained over the past 30 years. But it's really critical to have the right people in the right seat at the right time to do the work that's actually going to benefit everyone in the organization, and communicating it in a way that people understand. This is not going to be an evaluative process where if you don't learn to implement these new resources in year one, your job's in jeopardy. That's never been what I have said, shared, or intended for anyone to get out of this process.
And again, Dr. Carmela Levy-David is here. When I don't want to say I was surprised. I was surprised by the findings, certainly. I wasn't surprised that a report came out because we knew, and I played the audio this morning, Dr. Carmela Levy-David, we knew that there was a silent protest during the convocation in August. We knew in September that there was a rally that happened outside City Hall with dozens of teachers. In the last couple of months, I know you had said, you know, I want to hear teachers' voices. How have teachers had the opportunity to connect with you directly, to share with you, hey, this feels personal, or hey, this isn't working for me, or hey, I feel like the conditions aren't being met? You know, that open line of communication, how have you made that available to teachers?
We've begun first by having teachers communicating at the campus level with their leaders, because that is the first relationship that they have. And now we are transitioning to where I'm actually going to be meeting with teacher leaders from every single campus and hearing from them once a month so that we can actually calibrate better and hear directly from them. I want them to feel that they have direct access to me. And I think that's been one of the missing pieces, the direct touch point with Carmela. So I'm happy to make sure that we build that into our communication systems. We've also done several surveys in order to have feedback from teachers regarding the work that we've been doing.
What have your surveys showed you?
The surveys have shown that teachers are concerned about the pace of the change and the amount of change.
It's all happening too fast and there's a lot of changes. Is that what
there's
you're saying?
A lot of change.
Got it.
And so when that happens, what needs to occur is have more support. And we've hired instructional coaches again so that we used to have them in the district and we did away with those positions probably over a decade ago. And so now we have instructional coaches. Again, we have people who are strictly in charge of being on campus, delivering professional development, providing that additional support, being there hip to hip, completely non-evaluative. And we want that to be part of the tradition of coaching where you can ask for help and receive the help and not feel that that is reflecting on your performance. So those are pieces that I think are critical anytime you're implementing change to add resources that are not punitive. So those are important pieces, and we're going to continue to do that. We have a brand new evaluation system that we're launching. We're still calibrating and learning it.
Mm.
So we're all in the process of learning. It's going to be a year of growth, which is why we're growing together, and it's going to be a year of learning. But we have to do that once again together, and we have to communicate.
Dr. Carmela Levy-David, Superintendent of Schools in Bridgeport, thank you so much for coming in studio.
Thank you for having me, Melissa. I appreciate you.